keep it down, please. The AIC is on his way in shortly. I don't know why we've been gathered here. I have no more idea than you do. We'll find out shortly when the AIC briefs us. I do want to remind you of proper protocol. When the AIC enters the room, I will call the attention. I expect you all to respond with your proper attention. Stand up. I will then report to the AIC. Once that's all been taken care of, I will then ask you to sit down again. I know some of you have been out in the field for a long time. You're not familiar with the procedure, so be at rest until the AIC gets here. Thank you. Attention! Sir, all present accounted for?
Very well. Have them seated.
Yes, sir. Take seats!
Oh, sir. Okay, listen up, people. 7th Legion of the Angelic Host has been given the nod for a most unusual and historic mission tonight. We've all known that something has been in the works. Tension has never been higher. Scuttlebutt's going crazy. And I think we've never been sharper either. I know that each of you warriors are ready to engage in battle with the enemy. For some time now, we've seemed to have been at a stalemate. Our beachhead in Israel is holding, but every other nation remains firmly in the grasp of enemy hands. General Satan and the 1/3 of the heavenly host that rebelled with him still hold this planet firmly in their grasp, in an iron grip. The native human population are completely dominated by his propaganda and by his intimidation, and they remain his willing accomplices, rebels, in their own right. To be honest, even our beachhead has been compromised again. King Herod is certainly working with the enemy. We cannot count on him for any support. You know, the plans for a full-scale invasion have been in the works for some time. Earth has been surrounded and isolated. The rebellion has been completely localized to this planet. Now, I know that the idea of fighting our brothers is repulsive, but remember, they are a disgrace to the host. They have renounced their solemn obligations to the Commander-in-Chief. They have openly rebelled and they have cast in their lot with General Satan. They are to be regarded as traitors and outlaws. I hope I make myself clear. Our retaliatory invasion will utilize more firepower than has ever been assembled at one point. It will be swift, and it will be overwhelming, and when it is finished, not one rebel will remain standing, I promise you. However, I must inform you tonight that the invasion has been postponed. Intelligence predicts what is perfectly obvious, that a full-scale assault would be impossible without massive and wholesale collateral damage. In order to overwhelm the enemy, we will, in fact, have to take apart the planet, and that will result in the annihilation of the human race that inhabits it. Now, that, frankly, has never been seen as a problem by the Joint Chiefs. The humans are as much rebels as Satan's demons. And the Commander-in-Chief has already made it quite clear that the permanent incarceration of hell that was designed for Satan will be used also for the eternal punishment of the rebellious human followers. And so we assume, therefore, that the destruction of the human race was a given. Such destruction, however, is not acceptable to the CNC at this time. Frankly, we have not been able to understand the Commander's determination to reach out even to the nation of Israel over these years. Our long, long series of surgical strikes has helped to bring a handful of humans back to allegiance, but the numbers have been very small. Well, the CNC is not happy with those numbers, gentlemen. He has given his word that a large multitude of humans will be pardoned. And furthermore, he has promised that this multitude will not be restricted to Israel, but shall encompass individuals of every nation. Now, as you know, General Satan has publicly vowed that this shall not happen, that any allegiance to the Commander-in-Chief will be contained to Israel, and he has staked his reputation on it. What we have here is a challenge. The CNC's will against General Satan's. And so what it amounts to is this. It is no longer enough just to defeat the general. First, we must plunder his house. It's the CNC's directive that General Satan be thoroughly defeated before he is crushed through the defection of at least some of his followers in every nation state on the planet. And that directive has had a radical impact on the war effort. I'm now at liberty to tell you that a special operation to accomplish these ends was initiated 9 months ago. This has been absolutely top secret. Only General Gabriel has been directly involved. Gentlemen, the CNC is going in alone, undercover. He's going to assume the identity of a human being. I don't mean he's going to disguise himself. I mean he's actually going to take on human flesh. You know he can do it. In the first phase of this operation, he will be almost completely incognito. The human knowledge of his true identity will be on a strictly need-to-know basis. Now, of course, the enemy is going to become very quickly aware of his presence, and so we're going to maintain surveillance around the clock. Small support forces will be ready at a moment's notice, and I have assured General Gabriel that he can count on the 7th Legion to be ready to move within 1 hour. I'm told, however, that such a large-scale effort is not anticipated. That kind of intervention would mean that the mission had failed, and the CNC is absolutely determined not to fail. The Commander-in-Chief's mission is twofold. Number one, to establish direct diplomatic relations with humanity and provide them with a practical means of seeking pardon. He's going to open up channels with the humans directly. He's going to do an end run around all the institutions set up by Satan. He's going to give them a way to be pardoned out of the rebellion, a way to escape the hell that awaits every rebel. And he's going to do that personally. Number two, he's going to establish and structure a resistance network, a flexibly organized movement able to slip across national borders and adapt itself to changing situations, a mobile network, one that will provide diplomatic contact between himself and the rebel populations, a series of doors, if you will, open wide to the rebellion so they can come back to our side. And he'll do this by recruiting and training leaders for the resistance. Now, we're led to believe that he's going to accomplish this in the span of one normal human lifetime, but actually it will just take a few years once he has prepared himself. Now, you're no doubt thinking, since our involvement is going to be so limited, how's he going to do all this? Well, first of all, remember who we're talking about. Even with his glory laid aside, when he's limited to a human form, it's hard to imagine that there's anything he couldn't do. And secondly, and I must remind you that this is classified information, he's going to have some help from the enemy. Now, the details here are going to be very sketchy. This is the most top secret part of the plan. It's not going to be fully revealed until after the fact. But I can tell you this. The CNC is counting on General Satan's help. Now, of course, he's not going to be aware of it. And he certainly wouldn't help willingly. But he's going to help. He's going to help just by predictably being himself. For example, it's the general's pattern to insert spies into the resistance. Well, we're counting on it. Ultimately, through that spy and through other means, General Satan is going to provide all the necessary resources to make this plan work. I think we saw something similar to this, just several centuries ago. I remember we were on assignment, operating in enemy territory. It was Persia. I remember how at the time we compared that scoundrel Haman to General Satan, how he reflected the general's pride, his utter hatred for the Jews who would not bow down to him. We recall thinking how he reflected the general's cruelty and his blind hatred too as he plotted to exterminate all the Jews from the Persian Empire. Do you remember the gallows he built on which to hang Mordecai? And I remember thinking at the time how Queen Esther reminded us of the CNC, her compassion, her courage, her determination to act, even at the risk of her own life, and how she turned everything around. I will never forget watching Haman hang on the gallows he built for Mordecai. Well, I don't know what kind of gallows that General Satan is going to build for the CNC. The thought of it makes me shudder. I know it's going to be cruel, merciless, a gallows of shame and torment and utter destruction. But I know this, whatever it is, General Satan is going to hang himself on that gallows. The gallows he builds to destroy the CNC is going to be his undoing. Now that's all that your security clearance allows me to say. Well, let's get to tonight's mission. Our mission is to escort the CNC into enemy territory. Target area, 5 miles south-southwest of Jerusalem. City of David, Bethlehem, you're all familiar with the area. We're going to take small arms only. 3rd and 8th legions will be at full alert, ready to back us up should the enemy make any unprecedented or any unexpected moves. We're not expecting an engagement tonight. Tonight, we are serving as an honor guard only. This is the last opportunity we're going to have for a long time to give the CNC full military honors. Unfortunately, we will not be passing in review. This is going to take some getting used to. He's going to be an infant after all, a human infant, so all the sound and light wouldn't be a very good idea. So we're going to assemble over the nearby Shepherd's Field. The band is going to play at its top form. We're going to shout his praise to the whole planet, or at least to whatever sheep may be grazing. And somehow I know that he's going to know we're there. I expect you all to be in your dress blues like Officer Bagshaw. We will look our best. Don't forget to wear your wings. The only other assignment that we have is to set off a signal, some big fireworks. Apparently, we have some operatives in Persia who are waiting for a sign of the birth. We're going to have to gauge the altitude to make certain the display can be seen at that distance. And our people in the weather department assure us the sky is going to be cloudless. The display only need to last a few hours. And when our operatives travel to Israel to investigate, we'll send a smaller contingent at a low altitude to guide them the rest of the way. That concludes the briefing, but I would like to make a few other remarks. Tonight marks a change in the war. Since the beginning, we have served as his host. We've been his first line of defense and offense. We've carried his banner proudly in engagement after engagement, and we have contained the rebellion to one planetary theater. Our loyalty and our enthusiasm are unquestioned, and I am assured that our role will remain crucial, and if anything, our activities will increase. We can expect over time an increased number of sorties and minor skirmishes by way of support, but the nature of this war is changing tonight. From now on, it's the humans that are going to be his frontline troops. It's amazing, isn't it? Creatures of flesh and blood, so frail, simple folk who know so little of the universe. It was the CNC's original plan that they bear his image in honorable dominion over this world, and so he feels it's their responsibility and their privilege to help retake it. What a challenge awaits them. We visit the battlefield. They're going to live in it. We regroup in safety. They're going to be a scattered resistance, always in the midst of rebel territory. By throwing in their lot with us, they're going to make enemies more powerful than they can possibly imagine. It's going to be hard enough for them to endure just the human opposition they're going to encounter. The spirit of rebellion is everywhere down there, in all the institutions. The CNC's people are going to have to learn to fight a different kind of enemy with different weapons than they're used to. They're used to just fighting flesh and blood, but now their greatest enemies are going to be of a higher order. They're going to have to learn to rely more on prayer than on swords. More on mutual care and fellowship than on trenches and stone walls. And indeed, since their connection to the CNC is crucial to their effort, their greatest weapons may turn out to be righteousness and love, the things that make their connection to the Commander-in-Chief strong. The humans are taking over the battle because they have two things we don't have. The first thing is weakness. We are not weak, and they are. But in this case, it's the strength. You see, the enemy is ready to fight, make no mistake. But they're prepared for it all to be decided in a frontal assault. They're not expecting to lose the war to a motley crew of earthen vessels armed with nothing but faith. Apparently, it is the CNC's desire to shame that which considers itself strong apart from him by using weakness that is allied to him. And the second thing they have, starting tonight, is him. He's planning an alliance, a teamwork with these freedom fighters unlike anything we have ever seen or experienced. Even after he returns to administer operations up here, the Commander-in-Chief will maintain an active, personal link with the resistance. That means that no matter when, no matter where, no matter who the enemy attacks, they're going to be attacking him personally. And they're going to have to deal with him personally. And that means no matter who or where or when the resistance operates, wherever diplomatic relations are set up in the field and a pardon is made available to flee the rebellion, wherever the kingdom of darkness is attacked, its lies exposed, its powers challenged, he'll be there, leading the operation personally and plundering Satan's domain personally. Truly, the victory that we will see forged in the centuries ahead will be his victory. Finally, let me just remind you, plans for the final invasion are still underway. Hasn't been canceled, just postponed. The enemy thinks our hesitation comes from second thoughts about taking him on. Remember, the enemy has no love for human beings. He can't conceive of the CNC's concern for them, and he can't imagine delaying the battle for them. He thinks that our hesitation is weakness. It reminds me of something I really need to prepare you for before you go down. The latest propaganda ploy of the enemy. Because the battle has been delayed, he started to call us sissies. Don't be surprised if you see some human art inspired by the enemy that is less than flattering. I've even seen some pictures of us that portray us as babies. Naked babies. You're instructed to ignore these insults. When the invasion comes, when the resistance network is complete, and our landing party split open the sky, and when General Satan sees all 12 legions attacking in force behind the fearsome charge of the Commander-in-Chief himself, then we'll see if he still thinks we're babies. Still, I must speak to the PR department about our image. Well, troops, it's almost time to move out. We're going to assemble at 20,000 feet, 2,300 hours. Look sharp. Do yourself proud. I know this is not the confrontation you had hoped for, but take pride in this, that what happens tonight will turn the course of the war forever. Let's make this the 7th Legion's finest hour. Even if we're only seen by a few shepherds and our participation is never remembered by anybody, we'll remember that we were there. And heaven and earth will never forget the day that the Commander-in-Chief
entered the battle personally. As I leave, you are instructed to practice our message one final time. Dismissed.